Paddock traveled from Hoonah to cheer on her hometown team. Attending gold medal is an annual tradition. In between games, she visits a healthcare information table.
My grandfather told me I might win a gift card if I sign up here, so.
Paddock isn't actually signing up for anything. She's filling out an Indian status exemption form. Monique Martin is with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
It's a little bit of a complicated form, even though it's pretty short. It's only about 3 pages, but there's some tricky questions. And it just means that if you don't have health insurance, you could face a tax penalty. And if you send in that exemption, that gives you a lifetime exemption from the requirements of the Affordable Care Act.
Paddock's healthcare provider is Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, which doesn't require insurance, but she does have Blue Cross as well as Medicaid.
We have a very robust tribal health system in the state of Alaska. So the exemption is really to acknowledge that Alaska Natives and American Indians have access to tribal health and Indian health services to get their healthcare needs met.
Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is targeting almost 50,000 Alaska Natives without insurance. They're the ones who could face a tax penalty.
The exemption form does not eliminate your ability to get insurance either at healthcare.gov or through an employer. It just covers you in the case that you have a gap in your insurance coverage.
So far, Martin says the Tribal Health Consortium has helped fill out more than 2,200 Indian status exemption forms. One form can cover an individual or family.
We've also sent out thousands of emails, or also we print them up and mail them to people in rural parts of our state.
Only a paper version of the exemption form is available this year. You print it, fill it in, and mail it, or have it all done at gold medal.
Don't forget to include a copy of either a tribal enrollment card or some proof that you're an ANCSA shareholder or a copy of your certificate of Indian blood card issued by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. If you don't, the feds will send you back a letter saying your application is not complete.
A healthcare information table will be at gold medal through Saturday.
We've been from Barrow to Ketchikan, from Bethel to Fairbanks, Illiamna, Dillingham, Kotzebue, Nome. We've been to lots and lots of places to spread the word.
Open enrollment for Alaska Natives interested in getting health insurance is ongoing. There is no deadline. And Alaska Natives have until the end of the year to submit an Indian status exemption form. Although, if you do it at gold medal, you could win a gift card. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.